This is called the Museum of Imaginary Asses. When one thinks of the millions and millions of people who have dreamt before Leonardo's Mona Lisa, one can imagine their sweet smiles had he painted her ass instead of her face. The ass has captivated artists throughout the ages, and in their attempts to capture the delight of this ever-changing shape, they have given us an amazing collection of asses. For instance, the obscure asses of Rembrandt, the celluloid asses of Rubens, the piriform and whiny asses of Cranach, the geometrical asses of Picasso's Cubist period, the long and supple asses of Modigliani, the exotic well-rounded asses of Gauguin, the mischievous asses of Fragonard, the morbid asses of Signorelli's Resurrection, the rustic but vicious asses of Ingres, the sumptuous asses of Tintoretto, the suggestive asses of Poussin, the gracefully balanced asses of Mayol, the asses within asses of Moore, the blossomy asses of Renoir, the skimpy asses of Dubuffet, the nervous asses of Goya, the angular asses of Holbein, the shriveled-up asses of Bruegel, the lyrical asses of Chassériau, the gushy asses of Bellemare, the shy asses of Matisse, the vulgar asses of Toulouse-Lautrec, the hollow asses of Giacometti, the intrepid asses of Chile, the disfigured asses of Magritte, the insolent asses of Salvador Dali, the immense asses of Lipschitz, the shapeless asses of Courbet, the slick asses of Harpe, the elongated asses of El Greco, the non-existent asses of Motherwell, the nondescript asses of Pissarro, the invisible asses of De Koenig, the minuscule asses of the miniaturists, the complicated asses of the Baroque painters, the puritanical posteriors of Copley, the elegant derriere of Tissot, and all the glorious and anonymous buttocks of the Apocrypha.